Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day.
The Good Day Show, where yesterday's news is today's news.
Is that on your cards?
Very strange.
Yes, it is a strange world we live in.
Now that's funny.
Master Joe. Oh, thank you, Richie. That's very sweet of you. Rich McFadden. Rich. What did I talk to you? I called you about something yesterday. I forget what I called you about. I think I actually called you a compliment.
Did you say it on the air?
Yeah, no, it was a complimentary conversation.
I remember you calling me, but I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah, okay, so it was very important.
It was exciting.
It was exciting. Always exciting to get a call from me. Jennifer Horn is here from the West Coast. Ken Kessler is on the left coast as well. Was Limbaugh the first person to call it the left coast? I think he was, wasn't he?
It hadn't been around before.
You think before that? Really?
Yeah. I mean, okay. We can give him credit for lots of things, sure. But I don't know about that.
This week in Connecticut, the high court there said, let them live. As in 11 death row inmates spared.
You know, there's actually a wiki page for the left coast.
Is there? Connecticut got rid of the death penalty 3 years ago, but that change did not apply to the 11 prisoners who were already on death row. Now, the court says that executing them would violate the state constitution. It went to the state Supreme Court and was deemed cruel and unusual punishment. So the Connecticut decision on the death penalty is a hot topic not only there and around New England, but all around our country because of the discussion in the past year about lethal injection drugs. They have been accused of being cruel and unusual, and because they botched so many. I don't understand what happened, though. They've been using the same stuff for years. So how kind of all of a sudden in the past year...
Is it not working, right?
Especially when you use it for dogs and cats and anything else you want to be euthanized. It's the same stuff. So I don't understand. Does anybody have a better, clearer picture than I do?
I just wonder if there's more media scrutiny now.
Really?
And maybe this is an old problem that we just didn't know about. They didn't care.
No. Well, that could be. Yeah, listen, anything's possible, right? Speaking of that, why? I'm asking why because I'm not sure I understand this charity that brings albino children from Africa, mostly from Tanzania. They are being brought here because if they are left in Africa, they're hunted down by various tribal interests who think because of their superstitions that these albino children are worth a lot of money. That is, they kill them and they sell their body parts on the black market. They take, you know...
To do what?
Well, that's not clear to me. I just think that we have, you know, we are so isolated to the point of being insular here in America. We realize that we have a wonderful life. We have, most of us, enough money to have a roof over our head, 3 squares a day, get around fairly easily, and we have communication. We can watch television, we can go to the movies, read books, we can do all of these things. We can expand our mind if we choose to. We can do all kinds of things. In these areas of the world, there are no choices for life, much at all. There are no choices of what you do for a living because there's nothing to do. So many of these people, by the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, just exist. And that's it. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine what life is like just as an existence. And you wonder if there is an infinite intelligence, a supreme being, why would this be part of the creation? Anyway, there is a charity that's trying to help these albino children, get them out of there before they are killed. But under the circumstances, this is really, it takes you back when you understand how backward much of the rest of the world is. If it were a place where there were Americans who went to visit on tour, if there were vacations in these areas, or there were a lot of presence of Westerners, this would never happen. But there are many places in deepest, darkest Africa that nobody ever goes. Nobody goes to these places. I remember when I went on a tour of the Horn of Africa.
That's my African cousin.
The Horn of Africa? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Am I getting too serious? So it's time for us to have a little, am I?
Really? A little bit.
A little
bit. Well, we're just having a hard time bouncing with you here.
Are you? I wasn't that. What did I bounce off of?
We started with death penalty drugs, and somehow we ended up with albino African children. Well. So it was just, you know.
Okay, so here's what I really want to do.
But I got caught up on my email there.
I'm just going to point out the fact that albino children in the U.S. are not killed, but they are also treated differently. I mean, it's a
ostracized?
Terrible condition.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We had an albino guy at my high school.
Actually.
What'd you say, Richie?
I was just going through my Johnny Winter collection, actually.
See, I'm trying to have people understand that this is a bit of a problem, and you don't take me seriously.
No,
it's okay.
I was probably too serious. Who would ever even think about the
plight of albino
children in Africa?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So
it's very
let's
NPR
talk.
NPR of you, Doug.
I know. Listen, every once in a while, I got to sound like I have a credible reality here. Okay.
Deep thoughts with
past
Doug Steffen.
Here's what I would like to do. Would you? What is it? What?
She's her own party.
She is. It's okay. All right, let's all of us have a party. Okay.
Somebody says albino and I just get excited.
13 past the hour.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Edgar Winter. So we need to connect the dots here. Edgar Winter is perhaps our most famous. Johnny Winter, right. Edgar's brother. Most famous albino performer in the music world, probably, right?
Johnny sadly passed away.
He was most popular in the 70s.
Yes.
Rock and roll Hoochie Coo was his signature song. All right, come on. Let's get back to business here. I have a challenge, and you're welcome to join us in this 888-302-3684. I have not looked here, but I have it on good authority that the post office is highly touted in Yelp. So I thought, as a target, most of us, and you could say, well, why do I need a target? Because I feel like what Jennifer just said, it may be true. I'm getting a little heavy, and so let's lighten it up a little bit. What can we do? Go to Yelp and see the reviews that are posted for the post office. United States Postal Service, UPSP, whatever it is, UP, what is it?
USPS.
USPS, that too. All right? And we're going to go through some of these reviews on Yelp for the Postal Service in just a minute. And you're probably going to say, yikes, to Yelp. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your eye color influences your personality? Or put another way, you can learn a lot about a person from their eye color. Here's the natural science of it. If you have either blue, yellow, green, or light gray eyes, you're sneaky, and you'll likely use your stealth to get what you want. You plot, you ploy, and develop strategies which will allow you to stay on top without anyone ever being the wiser. Light-eyed people plot and strategize to win.
Behind blue eyes.
Do you have dark eyes, then you tend to attack head on with great speed, and after you attack, well, then you think. Dark-eyed animals attack to win. What's the cheap psychological trick? The eyes have it. To know if someone will attack with sneaky stealth or attack head-on, their eye color may be a clue. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New research indicates people who feel young live longer. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Extra years today on American Biker Minute.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Positive attitude and the will to live the full life describes bikers. Younger feeling people are cheating death. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Smoking, depression, cognitive loss, the trend is solidly in place. Apparently, the younger you feel, on average, the longer you'll live. Older youngsters have in common a greater sense of life's mastery and the burning will to carry on. The key to feeling young fits snugly into the ignition lock of a motorcycle. American Biker Minute.
On the back of a motorcycle.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now?
with Ahmad Rashad.
He's the only player to win the Heisman Trophy twice, and his powerful Ohio State teams played in four Rose Bowls. In the pros, however, he gained just over half the yards he did in college.
Great, great catch, Archie Griffin.
So where is Archie Griffin now? Archie is the president and CEO of the Ohio State Alumni Association. He's also the university's senior vice president for alumni relations. Archie sits on the board of Motorist Mutual Insurance, as well as the National Football Foundation. And he owns the minor league baseball team, the Dayton Dragons, with his friend, Magic Johnson.
I count my blessings and say how fortunate I was.
That's what I call awesome Archie. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
All right, it's now, 17 after the hour? That's what we have. What do you have? You've got the same as I do. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie McFadden, and reviews of Yelp. By Yelp, and Yelp doesn't really do the reviews. They just allow you to post your
people,
view.
Right. It's right. A forum for and people to post.
Yelp is popular. How do they make money of advertising on
their
site?
Yeah, they got ads running all down the right side there.
Right. So. Okay. So do you have general reviews, Richie?
No,
Kenny?
I actually did my local post office.
That's what I was going to say. Let's go to Los Angeles.
More fun.
I just did the first one that came up, and I got the Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay.
Okay, so
Jennifer, you start.
Okay, so I just typed in, this is my very local Sunland post office, and I have to set the stage. The first one is from Tora M. She gives them 4 out of 5 stars and says, the employees are kind and courteous, there's rarely a line, and when there is, it goes fast. I love all of their stamp selection, all of this stuff. Well, Susan C. says, or I'm sorry, Denise A. says, this place shouldn't even get a star. Place sucks, and all these losers that give it 5 stars are fake. They must work there. They lost my mail 3 times, including money, postal, and sector needed at this area. Most people that do bad reviews, I've noticed their spelling isn't so good.
Right, yeah, because they're just ranting like bang, bang, bang on the keyboard.
EM says, 1 star, this place is a nightmare. They rarely have enough people working there. They don't often differentiate the passport line from the mail line, so you can be stuck for literally hours in a line of 8 people. Avoid. Today was 3rd in line and waited 35 minutes. This is typical. Boo. Oh, this is a good one. Lenny from Sunland says, 1 star, this place, they are rude and uptight. Our mailbox is like 10 feet in from the street. One day, a friend stayed over with their dog and was in the front yard, so the mailman did not deliver. Days go by with no mail, so I go to the post office to see what's up, and then they made me wait for a manager to tell him that no mail will be delivered to this address until the mailbox is moved to the street, and dog gone.
Dog gone.
Dog gone.
My son was in the Santa Monica post office the other day. There were 14 people in line. He waited for almost 40 minutes, and there was one person at the counter and 3 people walking around. And that's what sort of go. When he told me that story, I remembered my own. I've been to some bad post offices. There's nothing worse than the Santa Monica post office. Nothing. So every bad. I'm looking at 4 packages being stuck since March. They can't get them out. That kind of stuff. What'd you start to say, Richie?
Here's one that's great for Brooklyn, New York. If you live in this area, you got about a 60-70% chance of your mail being delivered. I mean, delivered to you. About half my mail is not addressed to me. They go out of their way to treat their customers like garbage. 1 star is 10 stars too many.
Yeah. Kenny, did you find anything good?
Yeah, Dean says, there is no other option. I just think that the post office serves itself. When will we get another option for letters and documents?
You do.
Meaning
you do.
Certified
it's called email.
Mail.
Yeah, email or FedEx or UPS or something like that.
Here's one. Dear God, I hate this place.
All right. A little levity in the morning. 21 after on Good Day.